Today's shiur is Masech Menachos, Daf Samaches, and we will begin on Daf Samach Zayin Amabez at the Gemara right after the Mishnah. We had learned in the Mishnah in the previous shiur a machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya, where the Mishnah tells us that we know on Tezayin Nissan, on the 16th day of Nissan, is when they brought the Mechas Omer, and after Mechas Omer is brought, the Chodosh, the new grain, may be eaten. The Mishnah taught us that immediately after they brought the Mechas Omer, they found that the Shukei Yerushalayim, the marketplaces of Yerushalayim, were full with the new grain. And the Mishnah discussed the Machlokes of Yehuda Rameya, where Rabbi Yehuda felt that it was fine, that even though they had obviously cut this new grain during the time that they were being Makra Daimer, even before that the Omer was brought, it was the Chachamim did not have any issue with this, and Rameyer was dissatisfied with it, as the Mishnah said, Shloim B'tzayim Chachamim. Ask the Gemara. Obviously, it is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that he's not concerned that because people are going to cut the Omer, they may come to eat the Omer when they may not do so. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make a gzeir. Rabbi Yehuda not concerned that people will eat what they're not supposed to eat. For many, but we'll ask. The Mishnah says, in Masechta Pesachim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Boitkin or Abba Asr, the proper time for B'tikas Chametz is the night of Erev Pesach. Abba Asr Shachris, if somebody did not do B'tikas Chametz at that time, he should do B'tikas Chametz Erev Pesach in the morning, Ubishas Habir, and if he didn't do B'dikas Chametz at that time, he could do B'dikas Chametz even in the time when the Chametz should be burnt. However, once, according to Yehuda, the time for Isra Chametz, once the time that Chametz is Asur, it's prohibited from eating and from eating, at that time, says Yehuda, one should no longer do B'dikas Chametz. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda is obviously of the opinion that we're concerned that if we're going to allow him to do B'dikas Chametz at that time, he may come to eat the Chametz. The Chametz say, Loi Badak, if a person did not do B'dikas Chametz before Pesach, he should do B'dikas Chametz even during Pesach, for we have an obligation to dispose of all Chametz, in order otherwise we'll be over by Yiro and by Yimotz. Clearly, and now Rabbi Yehuda in Masechta Pesachim is teaching us that we're concerned that if we're going to allow the person to come in contact with chametz, he may come to eat chametz. Yet in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have that concern. How do we reconcile the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda? Amrava, Shani Chadosh. Chadosh is different. B'toch shloi hitarta el yidei kitav. Zochavu. Normally, a tefuah, normally grain is cut with a sickle, with some sort of a tool. Here, since the halacha is that they can only cut, according to everyone, the new grain by plucking it with the hand, people will remember the why aren't we cutting it in the normal fashion? Because it's chadash. And that will serve as a reminder that people should not make such an error. Amalei Abaya, to which Abaya asks, Tenech Ktsira, we've successfully explained why we don't have to be worried by the Ktsira that while cutting, somebody is going to come eat it, because since the Tvua is not cut in the normal fashion, that will serve as a reminder. However, Tchina V'Hakada, the grinding and the sifting, Mayik L'Meimah, why aren't we concerned by the tachina and the hakada that person are going to come to eat it while they're doing the grinding and the sifting? Answers the Gemara, Hale Kasha, this isn't a question. Tachina, they made that they should do the grinding specifically berchai diyada, with a hand grinder, which will remind them, again, that we have to use this handmill. It'll serve as a reminder that they can't eat from this. And hakada, the sifting should be done al gabba nafa, on the back of the sieve, not in the normal fashion, again, to serve as a reminder. Ask the Gemara, however, Beis HaShalchin, going to learn a Mishnah Mitzvashem and Daf Ayin Aleph that teaches us that a field that's irrigated, the halacha is the Shari Ktsira. In such a field, the Ktsira may be done in a normal fashion. The Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us, Kaitrim Beis HaShalchin Shabbat Mokim, we're allowed to cut in the normal way the Beis HaShalchin in the valleys, Avalai Gotchim, where we just may not stack the grain, Michael Amemer, where will there be a reminder in such a field that you're not allowed to eat it? Now why is there a halacha that we're allowed to cut the grain from a Beis HaShalchin in a normal fashion? So there's two reasons. One reason, as we're going to learn, is that because that grain is grain that can never be used for the Omer, as the Gemara will explain there. So there's no reason to say that we can't cut it before. But even though it can't be used for Omer, the halacha is that it still can't be eaten, it's still chadash. And therefore the Gemara's question is, why should it be mutter? Another explanation that we'll learn over there is that since this is grain, which is very delicate, it doesn't even have enough water from the rain, it has to be irrigated. So because of that, Chazal were makel, Chazal were lenient, and they allowed it to be cut. They allowed it to be cut before the Omer. But the Mishnah continues to teach us over there. Goyim, we may not stack it. Why are we not allowed to stack it? Because as we just explained, we're allowed to cut it because we're concerned that it may get spoiled. But we have no reason to allow it to be stacked. However, based on this, Tosfos has a very fundamental problem with understanding our Gemara. Why are we more lenient, says Tosfos, by Chadosh? In order that in the marketplaces of Yerushalayim should have an adequate supply of flour for all the oil we go. And therefore, even though we have this concern, if we follow the proper precautions, Rabbi Yehuda allows us to have these marketplaces full of this grain. But if that's the case, asked Tosfos, we could very well understand the difference between Chadosh and Chametz. By Chametz, we don't have this reason to be lenient, and therefore, since we don't have this reason to be lenient, we have to take a stricter opinion, stricter approach, and not allow it to be handled on, not allowed to do B'dikas Chametz. To which Tosfos answers that just like over here, because we want the Shukei Yerushalayim, we want the marketplaces of Yerushalayim to be full of grain, we overlook the concern that people may eat the grain before the proper time, says Tosfos, so ought to be the rule regarding B'dikas Chametz. Because since there's a rule of Bayirah Bayimotzah, the rule of Bayirah Bayimotzah should teach us that we should be allowed to do B'dikas Chametz even if it's at the concern that we may come to eat Chametz. So now the Gemara's question is, how do we reconcile Rabbi Yehuda? Ela Amar Baya. Therefore, Baya says the following terutz. Chadosh, people know not to eat Chadosh all year. And since people know not to eat Chadosh all year, Badlmine, they separate themselves from the Chadosh, and therefore we're not concerned that if they're going to work with the Chadosh, they may come to eat the Chadosh. However, Chametz, when we speak about Chametz, Loi Badlmine, people don't naturally stay away from Chametz. We eat Chametz all year round, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is stricter when it comes to Chametz than he is when it comes to Chadosh. Comments the Gemara. Amar Rava. All we've addressed in this year so far is Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. We've addressed the seeming contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned by Chametz and he's not concerned by Chadosh. So the Gemara just gave us a nafkamina. But ask the Gemara, Drabbanan Lakasha, but we also have a steer in Drabbanan. In our Mishnah, it is the opinion of Rameyer, Shalai B'tzai Chachamim, that don't work with Chadash because we're concerned that you may come to eat the Chadash before the proper time. Yet by Chametz, the Rabbanon hold, you could do Bedikas Chametz even during Pesach, and we're not concerned that if you can do Bedikas Chametz during Pesach, you may come to eat the Chametz during Pesach. So says, and therefore comes the Gemara, the Yehuda, Yehuda Kasha, is only Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, Rabbanon, Loi Kasha. Rabbanon is not a difficulty. How do we reconcile the Rabbanon? Elam Rava. Therefore, says Rava. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Loi Kasha, the reason that this Rabbi Yehuda is not difficult is Kedishaninen, because as we answered, the Rabbanon Loi Kasha. The Rabbanon, how do we reconcile the opinion of the Rabbanon? Because the reason the Rabbanon allow Bedikas Chametz to take place during Pesach, because who acts in Matzah of Lutzarfai? What does Bedikas Chametz represent? Bedikas Chametz represents that the person is trying to dispose of the Chametz. So, if the person is doing Bedikas Chametz with the entire purpose of disposing of the Chametz, we have no reason to be concerned that the person will come to eat the chametz. Chadash, however, we don't have that svara, Rabbanon hold, that you shouldn't cut the chadash until after the omer is completely brought. Actually, this concept of who maksa lov l'sarfai, I saw the poskim use in a number of areas of halacha. We know the halacha is that when one's wife is a nida, he's not allowed to hand her anything. So the advice can discuss the question, if Rachmol Tzlon, there's a couple that's getting divorced, and what at the time that the get, the divorce is being given, the woman is a nida. So the question is, may the husband give the get directly into the hands of his wife, who's a nida? And the advice can say that he may. Because the whole reason Chazal said that one may not hand something directly to his wife when she's a nida is because we're concerned that it will come to some sort of closeness. Here, where the whole purpose of what he's doing is to separate himself, he's giving her a get, we have no reason to be concerned about that. But then I saw a debate amongst the Paiskim again if to apply this concept in a different shayla. There was a question about a chocolate, that there was a concern that that chocolate might have been made with animal fat and milk, and it would be therefore usur because of basar b'cholof. And the question was that may a chemical test be done to determine if indeed this chocolate is basar b'cholof. And the way this test would be done is by melting the chocolate. But if indeed the chocolate is basar b'cholof, so then you're not allowed to melt it. It's bishul of basar b'cholof. And we know that not only is basar b'cholof usur to be eaten, but basar b'cholof may not be cooked as well. So the question was, could they melt this chocolate? The Tribuna Rav, using the concept of our Gemara, says absolutely. Because the whole reason we're going through this test, he says, is to make sure that the person is not, the person wants to avoid basar b'cholof, so we have no reason to say that he's going to come to eat it. And the only reason basar b'cholof may not be cooked together, because by cooking together he may come to eat it. That was the Tribuna Rav's opinion. The Hartzvi, Ratzvi Pesach Frank, disagrees. Because he says that unlike the case that we spoke about a moment ago, where Chazal made a harchoka, when Chazal said that a husband and a wife should not have any come to contact in order to avoid any issue, that's Gzeiras Chazal. So by Gzeiras Chazal, we could say to Svara, if he's looking to divorce her, we don't have to be concerned about this. However, says the Hartzvi, the Isser of cooking Bas B'cholof is an Isser Daraisa. And even though we could well imagine that the reason the Torah taught us this Isser is because to avoid coming to eat it, we have no right to make those kinds of determinations. We have to follow the rules that the Torah said. And the Torah says you're not allowed to eat basar b'cholof, and we can't try to understand, you can't cook basar b'cholof, and it's not in our purview or in our right to try to understand why, what, when. And therefore, under all circumstances, one may not cook basar b'chalav together, even if his intention is just to determine if there is basar b'chalav in order to avoid eating the basar b'chalav. Rav Ashi takes a different approach and how to answer the steer between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rav Ashi, the Rabbi Yehuda loy kasha, the reason that there is no steer between Rabbi Yehuda, kemach kol itanan. Because our Mishnah, when it spoke about the markets of Yerushalayim, spoke about flour and flour of toasted kernels, both of which are inedible. And because they're inedible, nobody's going to come to eat from them. However, says the Gemara, v'hoda Rav Ashi berusahi. This what Rav Ashi said is actually incorrect. Because, says the Gemara, teinach mikol iveilach. Yes, once the grain is processed, it's toasted or it's made into flour, it's inedible, and therefore we need not be concerned that somebody is going to come to eat it. However, it doesn't get to that point immediately. First, it's regular grain, at kali, and until it comes to that point, Michael Maimer, why should we not be concerned that the person might come to eat it? V'chitema, and if you'll answer, at that point, we need not be concerned because it's Ayidei Kitav, it's being cut, not in the normal fashion. It's being cut by being plucked. And as the Mepharshim explained, what the Gemara means when it says it's done Ayidei Kitav, what the Gemara means to say is that Ayidei Kitav is not considered Ketzira. And the Torah only prohibits Ketzira. When it's done through Kitav, it will not be Ketzira at all, says the Gemara. Base is shalchid, but as we quoted the Mishnah earlier in our shiur, the Mishnah from that Ayin Aleph that says that the base of shalchid was done with a regular katsira, ma'ikol meimer. There we don't have any way of remembering that it's usher. Ella, therefore, says the Gemara, hadar of Ashi. This what Rav Ashi just taught us, Barusahi, is actually incorrect, and we have to rely on the previous teretz that the Gemara gave us. Why the halacha should be that. Why there is no stira, neither in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda nor in the opinion of the Rabban. Says the Mishnah, Mishikarav Oimer, once the Oimer was brought, once the Karav Mechas Oimer was brought on Tezayin Nissen, Hutter Chodesh Miyad, Chodesh may be immediately eaten. Haruchoikim, those that are living further from Yishlayim, Mutarim Mechatzos Hayoim Lahalam, may eat Chodesh after Chatzos. Because by that time, as we'll learn in the Gemara, we could be certain that the Chadash, that the Karban Omer was brought. And as we're learning, once the Karban Omer is brought, the halach is you're allowed to eat from the Chadash. The Rambam points out that since when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, and we'll discuss this more in the Mishnah in the Gemara, as soon as the Karban Omer is brought, the Chadash becomes mutter, we follow the time that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, if Chatzos, let's say, is 12 o'clock, and in the Beis HaMikdash at 12 o'clock, they brought the, we could be sure that by 12 o'clock, they brought the Karban Omer. Wherever in the world somebody is, that it's 12 o'clock in Yerushalayim, so let's say here in America was 7 hours before, so 12 p.m. in Yerushalayim is 5 a.m. in America, at 5 a.m., we would be allowed already to eat from the Chodesh. Furthermore, the Sfas Emes points out, what does the Mishnah mean with the words Hutter Chodesh Miyad immediately? So he makes a very interesting point. He says that we know that along with the Karban Mechas HaOmer, Karban Keves, different animals were brought along as well. And normally the halacha is that when you're bringing a Karban Mincha and you're bringing Karban of Behemoth, you first bring the carbon of the behemoth. Here, however, teaches us the Mishnah with these words, says the Sfas Emes, since the main carbon is the Mechas Omer, and it's the Mechas Omer that we're waiting for in order to be able to eat the Chadash, the carbon Omer was brought before the behemoth that were brought along with it, and the Mishnah says, Hot the Chadash Miyad, immediately you bring the carbon Mechas Omer, and the Chadash may be consumed. Mishachar Beis Hamikdash. However, once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rav Yochanan Zakkai, Rav Yochanan Zakkai instituted Sheyoyim Anaf Kulos, that the entire day of Tezayim Nissan, one may not eat Chodesh. So it seems, and we'll discuss this more in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem, that this was a Gezeirah, the Rabbanon, that Rav Yochanan Zakkai made, that they shouldn't eat Chodesh that entire day. To which Rav Yehuda comments, Amar Rav Yehuda, V'leimun Atayru Asar, why do we need you to tell us a Gezeirah, the Rabbanon? Isn't it Asar V'deraisa? Shnemar, because the Torah says, At Etzem HaYom Hazeh, and it is obvious that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Ad V'Ad B'chlal, so when the Torah says Ad Etzem HaYom Hazeh, it means the entire day of Tezai and Nissen, Chodesh may not be eaten. And therefore there's no need for a special Din de Rabbanon. The Gemara goes on, back to what we learned, the Mishnah goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah, where we learned that after Chatzos, one may eat Chodesh, Mnei Ma, Haruchoyki Mutarim, Mechatzos Hayoim Lahalam. Why after Chatzos may the Chodesh be eaten? Mnei Shein Yoidin, because there's certain Shein Bezdin Mis'aslam, but Bezdin is not lazy, and we could be certain that Bezdin, by that time, that the carbon iron was brought, and the Chodesh therefore is permitted. So Mepharshim asks, even if we know that Bezdin is not Mis'aslam, and that they're careful to bring the Chodesh as early, in the proper time, but still, why are we not to be concerned that maybe something happened that prevented them from bringing the carbon omer at the proper time, and we shouldn't just make assumptions that the carbon was brought at that time? This question is particularly difficult because Chodesh is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Some, we know that by the end of the day, when the carbon will be brought, Chodesh will certainly be mutter. And we have a klal in Shas that a davar sheyesh lo matirin we're always stricter with. And the reason we're stricter with a davar sheyesh lo matirin, as we've explained, is because ach tachlena be'isser, tachlena be'heter. So therefore the question is very strong. Why do we rely that for sure Bezdin will have brought it at the proper time? Why should we not just wait and not have any question? So Mepharshim respond with two ways. One is that since we're talking here about the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash, we could be certain that things were done properly, and therefore in the Beis HaMikdash, this concern doesn't exist. That's one explanation I saw. Another explanation that I saw is that, yes, under normal circumstances, we don't rely on a Rosh. But here, we're not talking about normal circumstances. We're speaking about every reason. We have every reason to believe that the carbon omer will be brought in the proper time. When it's logical and make everything points in that direction, we could rely under all circumstances and we need not be concerned. And in fact, perhaps that's why the Mishnah uses the wording "Ein Bezdin Mis'atzlin." "Ein Bezdin Mis'atzlin" is stronger than just saying Bezdin's reason. We can be certain that the carbon was brought by Chatzos. But then I saw the Mepharshim ask that we know this is the day that they brought the Minchas Omer was the second day of Pesach. The second day of Pesach is Chol HaMoed when they have a carbon musaf. And the halacha is that the carbon musaf comes before the Minchas Omer, because the carbon musaf is a carbon which is tadr. It's more common than the carbon Minchas Omer, and we have a rule: tadr she'ena tadr, tadr kaidah. So therefore, the question comes up: How can we say that by Chatzos they brought the carbon Minchas Omer? Don't they have to bring the carbon musaf which is brought also b'shar shishis? So the Brisk Rav answers that when we have the rule throughout halacha that the carbon mechus, that the carbon musaf is brought b'shar shishis, it doesn't mean by chatzos, it means actually an hour before chatzos, and therefore there's plenty of time. Others explain that on that day, that even though normally the carbon musaf was brought b'shar shishis, but on that day, because the mechus oimer, they wanted to bring the mechus oimer, they brought the carbon musaf earlier than they would normally bring the carbon musaf. A third tarot, a very interesting approach that I saw, is that, and similar to what we discussed in the Mishnah,
that because the Michas HaOmer is such an important carbon, and it's the carbon of that day, it supersedes, and it indeed came before the Musaf. And therefore, there was no reason to wait the Shor Shishis for the carbon Musaf. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Darmi Tavayu, the Zbanch Beis HaMikdash came when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Omer Matar. As soon as they bring the carbon Michas HaOmer, they're allowed to eat from the Chodesh. Bezmanch ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, Heir Mizuch Matar. When the sun comes up, that's when you're allowed to eat the Chodesh. Interestingly, Rashi points out, when the Mishnah says Heir Mizuch, it means Netzachama. Points out the Sfasemis, that even though normally, when the Halacha considers the beginning of the day from the Alois HaShachar, here, we wait for the Netzachama. Why? Because we follow the wording of the Pasuk. Because the wording of the Pasuk, as we've been learning and will learn, is at Etzem Yom Hazer. It has to be really day, which represents the Netz. Here, point out in the Farshim, unlike in the Mishnah, what we learned in the Mishnah, and we're learning it now in the Gemara as well, that with the Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, they brought the Karban Michas HaOmer in Yerushalayim, and at that time, let's say it's 12 o'clock in Yerushalayim, whatever time that is, anywhere in the world, at that time, one may eat from the Chodosh. Here, when Beis HaMikdash is not Kayon, and we say it depends on Heir Mizruch will be every place once the Netzachama. So if the Netzachama in Yerushalayim is many hours before the Netzachama is here in the in America, the time will be different in every location. It says the Gemara, my Tama, what is the basis for this explanation? Says the Gemara, trei krua ksivi, they're two psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Ahav Yachem, that the Chodesh is prohibited until we bring the Michas HaOmer. The Ksiv, and there's another pasuk that says, At Etzem HaYom Hazeh, till that day. How do we reconcile these two psukim? Okay, it says, Kam Bezman Beis HaMikdash Kayom, one Beis HaMikdash is standing, so it's the Karim Michas HaOmer, that's the matter. Kam Bezman Sh'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayom, when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, then it's Heir HaMizruch. It's interesting to point out, and the Mefarshim make this observation, Ad HaViyachem means until you bring the carbon. It means Ad V'Ad V'Klal, until the carbon is actually brought. On the other hand, when the Pasuk says Ad Etzem HaYom Hazeh, until the day, but not that day included. So how do we reconcile? On one hand, we explain the Pasuk as Ad V'Ad V'Klal, and on another hand, we explain the Pasuk as Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal. So Mefarshim explained that this is the shot in this pasuk is not based on Ad V'Ad B'chlal or Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal. It's they had a Mesorah, they had a tradition how to explain this pasuk, and therefore the pasuk is teaching us that when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, it's the Chodesh only becomes permitted after Karban Michas HaOmer. Otherwise, it's Heir HaMizruch. But the Chayyim discuss a very interesting question. While it be a halacha, it's the time that the Beis HaMikdash is standing, but for whatever reason, they did not bring the Karban Michas HaOmer. So while it be the halacha, when will under those circumstances, when will they be allowed to eat from the Chodesh? There's a Tferes Yisrael that says a very bechiddush. They won't be. He says they're going to have to wait until the next year. Because since the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the only thing that allows them to eat the Omer is the carbon Michas HaOmer. And if the Michas HaOmer wasn't brought this day, it can't be brought any other day because the Michas HaOmer may only be brought on the second day of Pesach. And therefore the halacha is they're going to have to wait till next year. However, most Achronim disagree. And they say that if that day passes, by the end of the day, they'll be allowed to eat the oimer. However, there's a machloikus in the achroinim, how to understand that position. One way of understanding is that if you have a basic understanding, you have to wait for the carbon. If the carbon wasn't brought, so by the time the day ends, then you'll be able to bring the carbon. Then you'll be able to eat the oimer. But another way of understanding is as follows. The Torah teaches us that when the day begins, the Omer
you're allowed to eat the chadash. Unless you're going to be bringing a carbon. If you're going to be bringing a carbon, you have to wait until the carbon is brought. But if the carbon wasn't brought, then we fall back to the original matter, which is Heir Mizrach. The nafkamina between these two approaches is what would be if somebody under those circumstances ate chadosh on Tezai Nissen. According to the first approach, he was over a laugh. Because even when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, you may not eat chadosh only unless the carbon is brought or the day ends. According to the second explanation, he will be allowed to eat chadosh immediately. He will be allowed to eat chadosh if he shouldn't have, but if he ate chadosh that day and it turns out that they didn't bring a carbon, he'll be allowed to eat the chadosh from the beginning of the day, and he will have not have violated any isser. This is the approach of Rav Shmuel. However, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shlokesh Tam Tavayu, they disagree. They say, "Afilu b'smanshu beis hamikdash kayim, even when the beis hamikdash was standing, heir mizrach matir." It's the mizrach. It's when the sun comes up that's matir to eat. Ask the Gemara b'ksiv ad haviyachem. Doesn't the pasuk clearly indicate ad haviyachem? Says the Gemara lemitzvah. That's only lemitzvah. Machlokes rishonim, how to understand what does lemitzvah mean? Some rishonim explain lemitzvah means that it's only a mitzvah to say. If somebody eats chadosh after the day began, before the carbon was brought, he only violated a mitzvah to say, but not a lav. Others explain that it's not even a mitzvah to say. It's only a mitzvah to mufcha. The appropriate thing to do is wait for the oimah to be brought. But if you didn't, you haven't violated not a lav, not even a mitzvah to say. And as the Brisker Rav explains the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh are to be understood, are not to be understood, he says, that they are two matirim. Bezban shebeis hamikdash kayom. When the Beis Hamikdash was standing, you have the Heir HaMizrach, the day beginning, and the bringing of the carbon. No! Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh says the Brisker Rav are of the opinion that there's only one matir of Chadosh. What is the matir of Chadosh? The matir of Chadosh is Heir HaMizrach. Just as a mitzvah, whether it's a mitzvah to say, or a mitzvah min hamufchor, to wait until the carbon was brought. But ask the Gemara, how can we understand this? It said in our Mishnah, Mishikara v'oimer, hutar chadosh miyad. So our Mishnah clearly indicates that you need to bring the carbon in order, you need to bring the carbon in order to eat the chadosh. Answers the Gemara, our Mishnah only means a coin of Yachim Shlokesh l'mitzvah. Furthermore, we're going to learn a Mishnah, and on the days, ask the Gemara, Ha'omer ha'yamatim medino, that as soon as the Omer was brought, they were allowed to eat the Chadosh anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and when they brought the Shtei Alechem, then they could bring Karmen Menachas from the Chadosh in the Beis HaMikdash. But isn't that clearly an indication that you have to bring the Karmen Omer, and only then may you eat from the Chadosh? Again, where Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh explain the mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Bishchar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai instituted Sheyoyim Hanaf Kulei Osur, that the entire day of Tezai Nissen one may not eat the Chadosh. My Tama, what was the basis for Yochanan Mezakai's explanation? Because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, in Mitzvah, till next year Pesach, hopefully long before next year Pesach, we already have a Beis HaMikdash. And people will come to make the following error. The Yomer, Eshtaked Milo Yochal Beher Mizrach. Last year, we recall that we ate Chadosh right at the beginning of the day. And they'll think that that may be continued this year as well. Hashta Naminechel. This year also will eat right at the beginning of the day. The Lo Yedai, but they're not going to realize, the Eshtaked, last year we have a Yomer. And that's why since there was no Yomer, Heir Mizrach matter. As soon as the day begins, you're allowed to eat the Chadosh. Hashtag, but now Baruch Hashem, that we have a Beis HaMikdash, Dika Omer, we bring the Omer, Omer matter. So we see clearly that the Omer is a matter, because Isak Data, if we're going to say that the only reason we shouldn't eat the Chadosh before the Omer is brought, is because it's only the mitzvah, the Shemitzvah, Lake of Elixir, it's only a mitzvah, and this is a proof
that when the Gemara says mitzvah, it only means mitzvah in a mufcha. Because a mitzvah means mitzvah sasei. For a mitzvah sasei, we would make a gzeira. Others say, no, since it's only mitzvah sasei, we wouldn't make a gzeira. So since we see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai needed to make this gzeira, it's clearly an indication that eating the oimer, that eating from the oimer before the carbon is brought, is not just a mitzvah, unlike what Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are teaching us. The Gemara, that no, we have to understand this differently. Omar Abnachma Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shittas Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. As Mefarshim point out, Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of the Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was following Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, the way to understand this is that Rabbi Yehuda was, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda followed the same opinion. The Amar, they are of the opinion, min haTorah Asur, that the entire day of Tezai Nisan, one may not eat from the Chodesh. Shenemar at Etzim Hayoyim Azeh, at Etzom Hayoyim, the Kesava, they are of the opinion, ad v'ad b'chlal. So, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is not to be understood as a gzeira, but rather they hold, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and Yehuda hold that the entire day is asur. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan clearly disagree. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai agrees with Rabbi Yehuda? Didn't we learn in our Mishnah clearly that they disagree? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Mishchar Beis Hamikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai instituted Shiyayoy Manaf Kulei Asur, that the entire day of Tezai Nisan, one should not be allowed to eat the Omer. Amar Yehuda, so Yehuda says to him, why are you saying it's only the Rabbanim? V'loimenu Tayru Asur, it's Asur Medaraisa. Because the Pasuk says the Ksiv Etzem Hayoyim Hazer, answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda de Katar. Rabbi Yehuda was making an error in how he understood Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's opinion. Whosoever he was of the opinion, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Midrabbanon Kamar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was only saying Midrabbanon, one may not eat on Tezayin Nisan, the Chodosh. Why he? Midaraisa Kamar. It's Midaraisa that he held that way. Ask number, let's look at the wording of the Mishnah. For Hiskin Ketani, doesn't our Mishnah say there was only Hiskin, it was at the Ketani Rabbanon? Answers the Gemara, how are we to understand Hiskin? Darsh Hiskin. He told us how is the proper way of understanding the words of the Torah. But it's a deraisa. So according to our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who says that one may not eat from the Chodosh until the end of Tezai Nisan, is holding it's a he's of the opinion that it's a deraisa. But the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, and that's actually Pasha Pshat in our Mishnah, says that it's a drabanan, like we learned earlier in our shir, he made a gzeir. But there's a very interesting Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah. The Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah points out that the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah teaches us about a different takana that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made. He made that Shiyahei, that one should take the Dalam Minim all 7 days. Zeich L'Mikdash. That we know when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, the Dalam Minim were taken all 7 days of Sukkos. And in order, Zeich L'Mikdash, we now in Golis should take the Dalam Minim all 7 days Sukkos. And the Mishnah there in Masechta Sukkah continues, repeating the Gzeir that we learned in our Mishnah, Shehei Ayoy Manaf Kulayos. As Tosfos, it's interesting to point out that the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah mentions both of these takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, whereas our Mishnah only mentions the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai regarding the Chodosh, not regarding the halacha of the Dalam Minim. And therefore Tosfos asks, if we're putting together these two takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they should have been put together both in Masechta Sukkah and in Masechta Menachos. If they're not being put together, so why they put in why both mention Masechta Sukkah and not both in Masechta Menachos? So Ramosh Betzalu Alter was the brother of the Imri Emes. And he was once in a location, and he met the Brisker Rav, and they discussed this Tosfos. So Rav Moshe Batzal said in the name of his brother, the Imri Emes, in that answer to Tosfos' question. He said, the Gemara Masechta teaches us, the Masechta Sukkah is teaching us, that because Klal Yisrael were going into Golus, Chazal, Zeichel and Migdash, made up that they should take Dalam Minim all 7 days of Sukkah. When the people heard this Gezerah, they were very broken. It was obvious to them that they were going to Golus for a long time, otherwise there would be no need to make a Zeichel and Migdash. In order to give them some encouragement, immediately the Mishnah also teaches us, and as we learned earlier in the Amid, why is Yoyim Hanach Kulasa? Mehevo Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be built very soon. Since the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built very soon, therefore we have to make these gzeiros. That gave them encouragement. And that's why both of these takanas need to be mentioned in Masechta Sukkah. Whereas in Masechta Menachos, we're only mentioning the takana of Yoyim Hanaf, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. So they were already encouraged. There's no reason to mention the other takana, which only serves to put them in despair and has nothing to do with our Masechta. Actually, this takana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is the basis of a minig that some people have, that the first night that we count Sfira is the night of the second day of Pesach, that they wait till late at night or towards the end of the Seder to count Sfira. Why? Because we know that the debate is the chiyuv of counting Sfira's Omer Bizman Hazeh is the rice of the Rabban. But certainly when the Beis HaMikdash is built, counting Sfira's Omer is the Raisa. So we're hoping still that the Beis HaMikdash will be built. And if the Beis HaMikdash will be built, the chiyuv to count Sfira will become a chiyuv the Raisa. And therefore, with that hope of Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, we wait to count Sfira till later at night. Rapapa Rahunab Yeshua, Achli Chadosh, Beorta de Shitsa Nagi Shifsa. They ate Chadosh until the end, they would not eat Chadosh until the entire day of 16th, but they would eat it the next night. Ksavri, because they have their opinion, Chadosh, the Chutzlaritz Rabbanim, the entire Issa Chadosh and Chutzlaritz is only in Issa Rabbanim. Ooh, it was Sveika, and since it's only the Rabbanim, there's no reason to be concerned about Sveika, the Yoyma, and therefore, even though normally we keep 2 days Yom Tov Chutzlaritz because of Sveika, the Yoyma, here they weren't that concerned, and they ate it immediately, and they ate it right away on the seventh day. So Mefarshim here to ask, since Chodesh is a Dov Shiesh Matirin, so why should we not be Machmer by a Sofik Rabbanim? So I saw two Turotzim. One Turot is because most people are Baki B'Kviyas HaKadosh, and therefore we know it's certainly the 17th day of Nisan, and there's no reason not to eat the Chodesh. The other is that it's not considered a Dov Shiesh Matirin because the Isser is going to come back next year. Another Turot is because here the issue is not the Chodesh. On the Chodesh is indeed a Dov Shiesh Matirin. The issue is on the day. The day, 17th day of Nisan, is not a Dov Shiesh Matirin. Rabbanim the Be'er Vashi, Achli B'Shtaf for the Shifser. They would eat Chodesh on the morning of the 17th. Ksavri, they are of the opinion Chodesh B'Chutzlaritz the Raisa, and therefore they had to wait that additional day because it suffered the Raisa L'Chumra, but they held that as soon as the morning comes, Heira Mezrach Matim. Rav Yochanan Mezakai, Mizrabanim coming. But they held that the entire Gzeir of Yochanan Mezakai is on Mizrabanim. V'chitokan, and he only made the Takana, V'yoyim Anaf. The Sveika for the next day, which is only a Sveika of the Yoyim, V'yitokan. Amr Ravina, Amr Li'aim. We know Ravina's father passed away when Ravina was young, so his mother would tell him what his father did. My mother told me, Avucha Vayachal Chadosh, your father did not eat Chadosh, Ela Be'urta the Shifts of Nagit Mesa, only from the night of the 17th going into the 18th. He waited the whole 16th and the whole 17th day of Nisan.
On one hand, he holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the entire day of Yom Hanaf is Osur and Chodesh, and he was also Chayish for the sake of the Yoma, and because he was Chayish for the sake of the Yoma, that's why he didn't eat until the next day. This Gemara clearly seems to indicate that there is an Isra of Chodesh in Chutz Laretz, which leads to a question, why do we know that many people, Mishnah Berurah already discusses this, are lenient with eating Chodesh in Chutz Laretz. So I saw that the Pais can have three explanations. Some say that the only area of Chutz Laretz that they were matzvin in Chodesh were areas near Eretz Yisrael, not areas further away from Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat is that they were only matzvin of fields owned by Jews, not fields owned by Akram. And most fields, obviously, most Chodesh that we have come from most food that we have comes from fields that are owned by Akum. The Ramah says there's a sex faker. Every time we have grain, we have a suffix. Is it from this year? Is it from the year before? And furthermore, maybe we don't know when it took root. And therefore, because as we're going to learn, if it takes root before the Omer was brought, the halacha is that it's considered already Yashon once Tezayin Nisan passes by. And therefore, we rely on that sex faker. There's also a discussion amongst the Paiskim if one may do business with Chodosh, and it's the opinion of most Paiskim that one may do that in Eretz Yisrael, one may not do business with Chodosh. In Chutz Laretz, we could be more lenient on doing business with Chodosh, even if one is Machmer, not eat Chodosh, as well as some Paiskim who are Machmer on Chodosh are more lenient when it comes to the Blias, the pots we use for cooking Chodosh. We continue the Mishnah. Omer ha'imat in Medina. As soon as the Omer was brought, in the Chodesh may be eaten anywhere. The Shtei Lechem, and when the Shtei Lechem is brought, then we may bring carbon new menachos from the Chodesh. We can't bring any carbonus from the Chodesh before the Omer is brought. And maybe if somebody did, it's possible. One shouldn't bring it before the Shtei Lechem, but there maybe if he did, it's kosher. Says the Gemara, Yosef of Tarfon Kokashel. Your Tarfon was sitting and trying to understand. Why are we more stricter before the Oymer than we are before the Shtei Lechem? The comparison is not a good comparison. Before the Oymer, no one may eat the Chedosh before the carbon Oymer is brought. That's why if any carbon was brought before the Omer was brought from the Chodesh, it's prohibited. Time of Kodim Shtei Lechem, before the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos is brought, since Shotim Chol Eitzel Hegit, at that point, from Pesach already, from the second day of Pesach and on, people may be eating the Chodesh, we could be more lenient. Shasuk Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon remained silent when he heard this argument. Seeing that Rabbi Yehuda Menachem saw that he was able to prevail over a tarfin, Sav upon of Shav Yehuda Melechemia. Amle Rekiva, Yehuda, Sav upon Nachash is half the Zakin. You're so happy because you were able to rebut a Talmud Chachim, Tamani, and Tarach Yamin. I don't know if you'll be Marach Yamin. Amle Yehuda Rebeloi, Oysa Perik Proisa Pesachalia. This discussion took place 2 weeks before Pesach. Sh'osi Latzeris, when I came to Eretz Yisrael for Shavuos, Shalti Achrav, I asked about Rabbi Yehuda Menachemia. Yehuda Menachemia Hechen Hu, formerly Nifta B'Holoch, while he passed away. So the Mefarshim explain. The Bnei Yisoska explains. We have many places in Shas that Talmid HaChacham debated. And people don't just pass away because they debated and one prevailed over the other. Why did Yehuda Menachemia pass away? So Mefarshim explain that Rabbi Yehuda Menachemia was Tzav Aponov. He tried to have benefit, he tried to have covered from the Torah, that he was such a great Talmud Chacham. A person, says the Bnei Yisoska, who acts that way, unfortunately, is not Maruch Yamin. Rav Chaim Chmielewski, I saw, explains the Gemara this way. He says, this episode took place in the days of Sfira. Yehuda ben Nechemya died during the Sfira. We know that the time of the Sfira was the time Shloi Nahagu, Talmud Chacham, covered Zebzeh. They didn't act properly to each other, and therefore that's the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is particularly concerned and particularly strict about this midah. And he goes on to explain, Rav Chaim Kanievsky goes on to explain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya from this world, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya obviously was a great Talmud Chacham, and we would have Talmidim who learned by him, and anybody who is a Rebbe of Talmidim, who's not a Balmidus, a person of act of great behavior, should not be a Rebbe. So in order to make sure that he should not be a Rebbe of Talmidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him away from this world. Amar Nachum Yitzchok, with the Rebbe Yehuda ben Nechemya, the Sochem Bikurim, Shekrivim Kaidim L'Omer, wine that was brought before the Omer, Shem. Such a carbon would be kosher. Said the Gemara, Pshita. Why do we have to learn this? It's obvious. Answered the Gemara, Matatema, Hosom, who the Chot Mechal Etz Lajit. By the Omer, by the Minchas that are brought from wheat, since it's now Chodesh's Mutter, therefore the halacha is that if you brought a carbon, mincha, out of those ingredients before the Shtei Lechem, as our Mishnah Gemara teaches us, it's kosher. Avachotah de loichot mechlal aloi. Here where we don't find that the wine became mutter, the omer doesn't help for wine. Maybe the halacha ought to be that if you brought the omer from such, that if you brought the kurim before Shavuos, if you brought wine before Shavuos from the new wine, it should be aser. Therefore, the Gemara teaches us to just the opposite. Koshkein, hachadol it's a cloud. By Chodosh, where the halacha is that it became usher. Once Pesach comes, we're saying it's mutter even for Karbonis. Certainly, the wine which never became usher, if it was brought, if Nesach were brought from the new wine, it would be mutter. Say the Hansa Gali Pilsen. By Ram Bachama, shtei alechem mashu tirush like a sedra. What would be halacha that the Shtei Lechem could allow you to bring carbon mincha from the new crop, even if it didn't go in the proper sequence? And the Gemara explains itself. Hey, Chidon. Kigoy, the Zerinu, somebody planted grain, Bein Oim L'Shtei Lechem, between Pesach and Shavuos. V'cholof alai Shtei Lechem v'Oidna. And now, we have the Shtei Lechem Shavuos coming first on this grain, and then the Oimer of the Pesach next year coming on this grain. Mai. Do we say, considering Shayim, the only time grain becomes mutter if it followed the proper sequence, first the oim and the shtei alechem, shloi kisidron, if it didn't follow the proper sequence, loi shayim, adumma, shloi kisidron nami shayim, as long as the oim and the shtei alechem passed on this grain, it's completely permitted to be brought as a carbon. Amar Rav Toshma, the pasuk says, from tak of mechas bikurim, the mechas oimer kos medav, the pasuk speaking about the carbon mechas oimer. Mechem ba, what type of grain is brought? Minas oyim, barley. Continues the brisa. Ata oyim minas oyim ele minachitim. Who says to use barley, perhaps use wheat? Rebbe Elazar oyim, which Rebbe Elazar says, nema oviv mitzrayim. The Torah uses the word oviv regarding the makkah in mitzrayim. The nema regarding makkah sporet. The nema oviv l'doiris. And the pasuk uses the words oviv. Ma oviv ha'omer the Mitzrayim Sairim, af oviv ha'omer doiris Sairim. Just like there means Sairim, here too means Sairim. Kiva Omer, Rav Kiva has a different source. Metzinu yachid shemevi chavasim and achitim, v'chavasim and Sairim. We find that the yachid brings a carbon from chitin and a carbon from Sairim. A carbon, oil of the yachid, is brought from chitin. A carbon of a saita is brought from Sairim. The tzibah shemevi in chavasim in eschitim. We know that tzibah brings from a chitim. The shtei alechem, the lechem upon him. Vimata oime bom in a chitim. If we're going to say that the mechas oimer also comes from the chitim, when the tzibah shemevi chavasim in tzibah, we won't find a case where the tzibah brings a carbon from the Sairim. Dava acher. Imata oime bom in a chitim. It will say that Omer comes from Chitim and Shtei Lechem Bikurim. Then the Shtei Lechem is not the first carbon, not the first thing brought on the Mizbeach from the new wheat. Now, says the Gemara's point. Then Isa, if we're going to say, the Shtei Lechem Shleik Vesid and Shayim, that even if it doesn't follow the proper order, it's Mutter, Mishkachsla, we could find a way that the Shtei Lechem should be the first new wheat, and the Omer should also be brought from wheat. How? The Mak of Omer Mahanaf the Ashish. The Omer was brought from wheat that took root, that took root, kodim l'shtei lechem, before the shtei lechem was brought, u'basa oimer d'shtakim, and after the oimer last year. So, if so, what will happen is that u'shtei lechem will be brought, mahanach d'eshush, the shtei lechem will be brought from wheat that takes root, kodim l'oimer d'hashta, before this year's oimer, u'basa shtei lechem d'hashtakim, after last year's shtei lechem. If Shleika Sidron is permitted, we would have a way that we could bring the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, and they both should be considered Chodosh. Says the Gemara, Misavet, do you mean Bikurim L'Peyramin? When we say that we speak about the Bikurim, it means that the produce, the Mizbeach coming in. It has to be the first time this is brought in Mizbeach. V'hach Mizbeach Mehayit Ha'ashata. The Mizbeach will have eaten from the Chodosh of this year. The fact that we found a particular crop doesn't mean that is that if the omer was brought from wheat, it would still mean that the shtei lechem coming from different wheat that only took root after Pesach is still considered chadash, because we're talking about a type. So in other words, the maskon of the Gemara is that we have to bring the omer from barley, but we don't have a raya to the question that we're discussing.